This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy will start and play in Saturday's preseason game at home against Houston. Head coach Kevin O'Connell.
Got that plan in place. I've not talked to him about it. We're so day-to-day right now. So I'll update him on that plan first and then let you guys know. But, yeah, I do plan on playing J.J. Saturday, which I think we've kind of talked about before.
McCarthy's not played in a game since last year's exhibition opener when he suffered a season-ending knee injury. This Saturday's game will kick off at 3 o'clock at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Twins lost in Detroit last night 6-3. Minnesota got solo homers from Matt Wallner, Ryan Jeffers, and Trevor Larnick. Manager Rocco Baldelli.
I loved seeing the ball, you know, the balls off the bat from those three guys. Those homers were big, and sometimes you can win a game just like that. Sometimes there's a guy on base when you hit him too, and you end up putting some runs on the board fast. Today was a day I think we just needed to build a few more innings and push a few more runs across on top of the homers.
Detroit also hit three homers, but two of them came with runners on base. Minnesota starting pitcher Trevor Adams made his first start of the season. He worked five innings of two-run ball, and the same two teams will play tonight. The AAA Saints are back in action tonight as well. They open a six-game homestand against the Iowa Cubs in St. Paul. And the Lynx are in Seattle tonight. They'll be without star player Nafisa Collier. She's got the ankle injury. She suffered that injury in a blowout win in Las Vegas Saturday. Head coach Cheryl Reeve does not regret having her star player in the game when leading by 41 points.
No. I don't think about those things. You know, it's the third quarter of a game, you know, on someone else's floor. I don't think the game is over. I don't think like that. She had a sub, you know, there, and she wasn't going to play in the fourth quarter. Sometimes these things happen.
Tonight's game will tip off at 9 o'clock. For more Minnesota sports info, follow us on X at Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.